Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
SeaWorld made some waves today.
We're ending breeding as of today.
That's SeaWorld President and CEO Joel Manby on ABC this morning explaining the op-ed he wrote in the LA Times, announcing that his theme parks will no longer breed orcas in captivity. Since SeaWorld does not capture orcas in the wild, Manby says the current killer whales in the parks will be the last generation on display in captivity. He added that the current orcas will not be set free. No whale born in captivity has ever successfully been released to the wild. But the company's moves were made in consultation with animal rights activists who cheered the decision. And in fact, SeaWorld is partnering with the Humane Society of the U.S., formerly one of its harshest critics. And the changes come after years of criticism of SeaWorld's treatment of killer whales following the release of the movie Blackfish. That documentary looked at the effects living in captivity have on killer whales and their trainers. Here's Manby again on ABC.
Whether it's a movie, whether it's customers writing us, there is no doubt that the mindset of society has changed. I just think we have to change with it.
Well, today's news does not come out of the blue. Last year, SeaWorld announced that it was going to phase out its theatrical killer whale performances and instead use exhibits that show the whale's natural behavior. And a key California regulatory body, the California Coastal Commission, had proposed a ban on the breeding of orcas in captivity in the state and said it would tie approval of a planned SeaWorld expansion in San Diego to that ban. So the writing was on the wall, and we'll keep you posted on what happens to the existing SeaWorld whales.